Issue 59, Making English an Official Language. The sun set on the British Empire long ago, but the shadow of the English language lingers. In many a newly independent country, that heritage ran into resistance. Having command of English was seen as being under the sway of foreign influences. Now, though, the bane has turned into a gain, giving an edge to those able to use the language of global communication and computers, finance and tourism, as well as academy. In plain English, knowing English can be the key to top jobs and big money, not to mention foreign investment. Among educators and officials in some parts of the world, that renews a dilemma. Promoting English in schools, sometimes at the expense of local languages, confronts a host of cultural values. Despite that, as one of the efforts to globalize this country, Korean officials recently decided to teach English in elementary school. People seem to think English training in elementary school is more effective. That might be true. But our children study English 3 to 10 years already. So an additional 2 or 3 years of English study wouldn't make any difference. Our lagging behind in English comes from systematic problems. For example, our English curriculum focuses on grammar and reading comprehension. Many teachers are not qualified in English teaching. It is wiser to upgrade the current English teaching system by pouring more money into it. For example, we should develop more effective way of teaching, better textbooks, and more scientific instruments. 10 years of English learning should be enough if children are taught scientifically.